Hello everyone. I would give a quick hashtag 60 days update. I am on restricted workouts right now. Notice these big glorious eyebrows. They will tame down and look better in a couple of days, but I just got microbladed, which means you are not allowed to work up a big sweat. So I don't get to do any kind of sweaty cardio. I gotta not sweat the eyebrows for a solid week. So by next Tuesday, I'll be able to get back after it. So what I'm doing is I am modifying my workouts. I'm still lifting, which I still get a sweat, but I'm not roly-poly sweating, so that's good. But today I just got through doing back and chest, and then I walked and did my morning accountability partner update on all things going on in my head, what I'm thinking, what I want to think and feel for the day. So the first thing I did was I did a big bitch session about I just let it rip on how I was currently thinking. And then as I was talking, I said, well, let me think about what's really going on here. Let me calm myself down. And that's a really good prompt for a lot of you. It's just to ask yourself, what's really going on here? And that helped me break it down to, this is happening. This is happening, and not just my big ass flight of ideas of what it all means, my opinions about it. So a lot of times I do that with my accountability partners. So for all of you who are newer and going to be getting accountability partners, who aren't, maybe you're just not ready to do all the writing. You can do this writing. You can also do this verbally. But a lot of times what I do is I bitch first. I let myself have my moment. I want the insecure, the afraid, the angry, the frustrated, whatever version of me, it needs to get its say, on paper or out loud to someone who can listen. Mainly because if it doesn't get its say, guess what it does? It ruminates about it in your head. It's like you can't quit thinking about it. So now you need to eat. Now you need to do something else to get away from the thoughts. The problem is they're going in there, hey, shitty thoughts are here. I would love for you to pay the fuck attention and do something with me. Think about how you want to think about this, blah, 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 blah. So I'll just keep talking until your ass pays attention. And most of us, the moment that we pay attention, we're like, oh my God, I don't want to think that. Let me go eat. We don't do anything with it. So the key is to let your brain have its say. It's supposed to be irrational. It's supposed to think you're a victim. It's supposed to be upset at things and stuff like that. That's okay. But then we get to go through and be like, all right, I always ask myself, what's really going on here? And then when I talk about what's really going on, it's like, all right, I can take it down a notch. I may still even have thoughts in there, but I've taken it down a notch. I've cleared out what I would consider my doo-doo, the extra doo-doo. Then I go to, all right, knowing what I know about my day ahead of me, how do I want to think and feel about this? What do I want to be thinking and feeling today? What do I want to be reminding myself? What do I want to tell myself in those moments? Sometimes it's like, look, we've already hashed that out. We're not hashing it out anymore. Sometimes it's something encouraging. Sometimes I just remind myself of the facts so that I'm not just ruminating in my story. So I did that this morning and took a walk. Then I went to the gym. Then I'm walking over to get a protein shake at my favorite little shop down from the Bava Rec Center, because I've got meetings and I won't get a chance to eat until 12:30 today. So I can drink a shake and be good until 12:30. And then I'll have lunch and have the rest of my meetings for the rest of the day. I'll be in and out of the Facebook group this afternoon, doing some more coaching. I've already been in there this morning in both groups doing some coaching. So feeling really good about my day. I want to give everybody an update on my uncle. Things are not looking good. For those of you who don't know, he woke up this week. He got up in the morning, was feeling fine. He was posting on Facebook about football season and stuff. And then he texted my mom, who was in the other room, and said, something's wrong, call an ambulance. By the time they got to the hospital, he had had a massive brain bleed. They had to do surgery immediately. They took his skull cap off, relieved all the bleeding. He has been in a medically induced coma since. They tried to take him off some of the fentanyl and sedation yesterday to rouse him to see see if they could get him conscious and stuff. His body was just rejecting it, though. His body was going into that fight or flight, and so he wasn't ready to be woke up yet. So they're going to give him a couple more days, let his body try to catch up a little bit, and if possible, they want to at least get him to a point to where they could move him and give him an MRI and see if he has any brain functions, like just what's going on in his mind. But it really doesn't look good. So this is my mother's brother, who he's the one that we've always said was probably undiagnosed autism. And my mom, when my grandmother died, promised that she would always take care of him, because my grandmother had always took care of him. He had never lived on his own, and she has. And so it's just sad, but he didn't want to be in a nursing home, and he didn't want to be on machines. So she is at peace with any decisions that she has to make. And she told me and my brother, y'all don't need to come down. She's like, I can handle all this. This is, you know, you and your brother calling me and talking to me is plenty. He's going to be all of my family gets cremated. We're big cremation fans around here. My mom's cracking me up this morning. She said, you know, we're not going to have a big service or anything. She said, you kids are coming for Thanksgiving to see my house and spend the week with me. And she said, that is what he would want, is for us all to be together and not for y'all to be disrupting your lives to run down here, because there's nothing y'all can do. And so she said his ashes will be right there with Mama, Daddy, and Bella, which is her dog that she lost this year. She's like, Bella's ashes are prominently displayed. And so we were having a giggle fest about that. So my mom is in good spirits. I thank God for thought work, because I can tell a big difference in her. So that's been good. But I've been proud of myself for how I showed up this week. You know, it's been a busy week. We have all you newbies here. And this would be an easy week for me to want to go drinking. This would be an easy week for me to want to, like, eat my face off and whatnot. But I've just decided this is just the part of life that happens. And, you know, me eating and me, you know, gnashing my teeth and thinking things shouldn't happen and, you know, feeling like a martyr and all this other stuff is just not helpful for me. And, you know, that is because over the years I have figured out, you know, through journal entry after journal entry of noticing the things that I tell myself and then questioning it and thinking about, like, all right, it's okay if I think that, but, you know, what about this? What about that? All of that has made it to where in moments like this, I still have all of those thoughts. I'm just so aware of them. And because I've journaled on them so much, I see how valueless they are. I don't worry about them. I don't, like, get in a rush to need them to go away or anything, because when I hear the thought now, I just think that thought's got no value. And it's okay that it's normal that I would think that, but it doesn't have, like, that's not what we're making decisions on. So I just want to implore all of you that as you're doing this thought work and stuff, stop getting so upset about what you think and running from it. The more that you put, like, when you have an overeat, figure out what you commonly tell yourself. You know, somebody was saying this morning about how she ended the day and she felt a lot of remorse around, I guess, how she showed up during the day. And so she was just like, fuck it. You're never going to lose weight anyway. You might as well just eat. That is just your brain trying to tell you something that it thinks will get you to go eat so you don't have to feel remorse. You didn't eat because you don't think you can't lose weight. You ate because you didn't think about, well, what am I remorseful about? Is that even true? Like, we don't have to run from those feelings. When we feel them, let's ask ourselves, what is this about? What can I do with it? And then when that neurological garbage about, like, you can't lose weight and stuff comes in, you don't have to sit there and convince yourself you can lose weight. You can just tell yourself, that's what my brain says when it's scared and when it's feeling something uncomfortable. It's just trying to get me to do something other than think about what. So I want to talk more about that today on one of the call that, if you're watching this replay, This is August the 10th or 11th of 2021, and I will be doing an Urges 2.0 call all about the now process. So if you're wondering about what I just talked about, you can always watch that replay by going to the website and just typing in now process. You can go to Urges 2.0 and you can look for the self-paced course in our workshops and courses. All right, that's it. Y'all have a good one. I am off to get my shake. Bye, y'all.